I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yes, it's been quite a while since I've done one of these. It's been months and months and months. And to be honest with you, I don't know why I quit. I guess I just got tired of it. Maybe. But it's Wednesday, February 12th, 2025, 1:11 p.m. and 24, 25, 26 seconds past the hour of whatever the hell I'm talking about. You know, I have a lot to talk about, a lot in my head, and, you know, I'm tired. No, I'm not tired of anything. Not really. I'm pretty happy. Tired isn't the right term. I think maybe other people are tired of it. But, you know, there's a lot going on since January 20th of this year, when the President of the United States was sworn in, and then every single day after that has been a flurry of insanity. Now, whether you like him or whether you dislike him, whether you hate him, whether you cry every night, whether you go to Truth Social to clap and jump in on the dismantling of everything, or you go to Blue Sky, where you and your friends plot ways of getting even with the Republicans. Most importantly, probably in that area, would be Donald Trump and Elon Musk. So there's a giant pit, limestone mine under a mountain. And, you know, so when people retire from the federal government, they have to go down there, and they can only 10,000 people a day can retire. 10,000 people a day is a lot of people. Now, I don't know how many people in total are employed by the federal government, but any company that has thousands and thousands and thousands, 10,000 people a day retiring is a lot of people. But anyhow, you know, on the main podcast where we've been talking about, I would say for over a year now, we've been talking about things in the cultural zeitgeist. Beginning last year, we're talking about Rogan and talking about, I think, Club Shay Shay with Cat Williams really kicked it off last year. That was such a remarkable podcast. And I think so many people who don't listen to Club Shay Shay went and listened to it. And people who listened to Club Shay Shay followed Cat over to the next big podcast that he did, which was Joe Rogan. And that really kicked it off last year, as far as Radio Labyrinth talking about the podcast world and diving into all these different podcasts that, you know, spend their entire creative energy on talking about or trying to take down. Now, they're not going to take them down, but just sort of mocking these guys like Two Bears, One Cave, Tom Segura, and Bert Kreischer. There's a multitude of podcasts out there that take them down. And we learned that by the end of the year, that the whole industry exists to comment on or make fun of or shit on people in the entertainment world or pop culture world, however you want to put it. One of the things that really made me happy in 2024 was in December when we got to interview Corey Feldman. I've wanted to interview Corey Feldman for a long time, going way back to when I wasn't even, you know, somebody who could make those decisions on a radio show and not make fun of him, not talk about the things that every single host talks about when they talk about Corey Feldman. If you're a radio, like you go way, 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 way back.
He was on Howard Stern a lot, and he did a performance where he danced like Michael Jackson, and he sang one of his songs. And you can find the video on YouTube. Stuttering John was still on the show, and Young, not some old fart who just complains about the Howard Stern show every day. Going all the way back then, and even you can even go before that. You can go before that when Corey, the two Coreys, were completely part of the tabloid world, the National Enquirer, Star Magazine, those types of things, the checkout magazines, talking about the downfall and the drugs and this and that and the partying and how crazy it was, and then how terrible it was for Corey Haim to live the life that he lived and get caught up in what he got caught up in and then pass away, and then how horrible it was for Corey Feldman when his best friend passes away and dies. At least we all thought they were best friends. That's the way it was presented to us in the media. That might have been true. It might not have been true. But anyway, back to the point about talking to Corey Feldman. Talking to Corey Feldman and asking him questions and disarming him so much that he stopped being obtuse and stopped challenging what we were saying to him, because we're generally nice people. As far as it goes between me, Dustin, Jeff, and Stephanie, I'm probably the least nice, really, and probably the person who throws the most tantrums or quick to judge. And I would say Steph and I are closer in that regard, but that's all irrelevant. What I'm saying is that people who aren't famous, which we are not, who speak to famous people, which Corey Feldman is, can be treated in a number of different ways. And by the way, I have to say thank you to Kevin Green, who's the producer of the movie that we going viral, which is the reason why we got to interview Corey. And I ended up doing two interviews with Corey, because right after we did the Radio Labyrinth one on Zoom, he called me back and I did one for the radio show, The Popcast, which airs on WSB. And because we had done the one prior to that, he was completely disarmed and he did his fun impressions and he talked about things from his past, which he doesn't really like to do, and sometimes he gets angry when people interview him.
You're gonna need a time machine, because you know I'm still acting and I make my music.
But he's a person, and he's a person that if you're Gen X and you were like me and you paid attention to Gen X movies and stuff like that and watch them over and over again, like The Lost Boys and Stand By Me and The Goonies and all that stuff. If you watched it over and over again, these people were sort of in your mind like, oh, that's my friend, even though, you know, they're not your friends. So I really don't know what I'm getting at here. This is why it was called and will continue to be called Trambles. I did try to think of a new name for it, but I'm just sort of rambling on things. But that was a joy for me professionally to speak to him, because I thought he was a nice guy and I thought he did a good job relaying that he is a nice guy and being so generous with his time and eventually lightening up He chilled out and he spoke to us like we were people, not just, you know, Uber fans or whatever. And then this podcast Dustin found. A YouTube podcast where it's seemingly their only ability or their only goal is to mock Corey Feldman, and then they go find Corey Feldman interviews. They did say something nice about us, because again, we weren't kissing his ass, and we were asking interesting questions. So I really enjoyed that. And my point being that this year has started out, 2025 has started out bizarre. But it's only bizarre if you're paying attention or just looking at the news and saying, oh my God, this is this and this is that. And I don't believe in hyperbole in politics anymore. And I stopped believing a lot of that stuff long before Donald Trump was even president of the United States. I started recognizing things, patterns, and seeing things in I guess maybe 2009, 2010, I really started paying attention to things in a different way and not just taking everything I thought I believed for granted. and looking into things and just seeing that so much of everything that drives us crazy, things we can't control outside of our daily lives and our personal lives and our jobs and our families, turning on the news and being mad. And then, you know, not changing the channel because I'm mad and I want to keep being mad and I'm addicted to anger. And social media really ramped up in the 2010s and now it's, you know, just everywhere, ubiquitous. You don't have to be a part of it, but if you're a part of it, you can't escape any of this stuff. You can't escape the politics. You can't escape the pitched battle that they're trying to create here. And it's still going on. Donald Trump is in there. Everybody knew that when he got elected, he was going to go in there with a wrecking ball. And that wrecking ball being Elon Musk and all the other people that are either going to get confirmed or not going to get confirmed. As of right now, Tulsi Gabbard was just confirmed. Now, you have to just listen to what I'm saying about Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat who ran for president in 2020. 2020 was a very weird presidential campaign because on the Republican side, you had incumbent Donald Trump. He was going to obviously get the nomination again. And then on the Democrat side, a lot of people were running, but COVID came along and they all coalesced behind Joe Biden. Why? Because he was probably the only one likely to win. Even as crazy and chaotic as 2020 ended up being from start to finish, and by the time the election came around, I think people would have voted for a stick over Donald Trump. But Donald Trump would have beaten a stick, obviously. But really, it was Joe Biden, you know, and Tulsi Gabbard ran. And while she was debating, she completely destroyed Kamala Harris because Kamala Harris was a fool with no abilities whatsoever other than the fact that she was a senator and a district attorney or attorney general of California because she was pushed into that area. And she was the vice president. But what did she do when she was – nothing. They didn't do anything. She did just as little as Joe Biden did because the entire administration was run by the administration, bureaucrats, his cabinet. That is what ran the previous presidency. And you don't have to be a genius to figure that out. You just have to open your eyes and look. Now, most of the stuff they did probably was agreeable to Democrats and – objectionable to Republicans. I didn't like a lot of it because they weren't really doing anything for Americans. And to be fair, when the GOP was in power under George Bush, they didn't do anything for Americans. And ever since the Clinton administration, politics has been entertainment for good or evil. I say evil, but entertainment. And the entertainment industry, we're finding out now, all this money coming from USAID. Now, I recommend if you're interested in any of this from a non-political point of view, I'd say you follow the right people on X because I know everybody says, oh, X is Elon Musk's platform and it is for MAGA and right wingers. Now, there's still people from both sides existing in this microcosm of social media called X, which used to be Twitter. For real nut jobs, you have to go into your own silo, and that would be Blue Sky or Truth Social. They're the same thing. They exist on different sides of that coin. And in the middle of that coin, the sandwich is X. I don't really know an awful lot about Threads. I think Threads, maybe if I looked into it a little more, would probably just be more for entertainment and fun because that's what I want. That's what Twitter used to be. But anyway, but you can follow people like Justine Bateman, who I don't think is a MAGA conservative. She's probably a liberal. I would say that I still consider myself a liberal. I believe in healthcare. I believe that student loan debt should be forgiven. I believe that if you're gay and you want to marry somebody that you love, that you should be able to marry that person. I believe that you should be able to adopt children. I think that you should be able to do a lot of things. I also think you should be able to own a gun. I think you should be able to hunt. I think you should be able to own a wood stove or a gas-powered stove or have gas heating. You should be able to make all these decisions that you've always been able to make without the government telling you what to do. And I don't care who's in charge, Democrats or Republicans, but that kind of thing isn't popular because if you side with one thing, you're a Nazi. If you side with the other thing, you're a commie. And case in point, look at John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania. Now, that guy, I think, is the embodiment of the Gen X generation, at least when it comes to politics. Never really accomplished much in his life. Nepo baby, found his way into being a mayor of some shithole in Pennsylvania. Some shithole. I mean, it's a shithole. There's no jobs there. He dresses like a fucking slob. He doesn't really say anything. He supported some people that Trump has put forth to be in his cabinet. He's objectionable to others like RFK and Tulsi Gabbard. Both of those people, by the way, are Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. RFK Jr., a weirdo, but a weirdo with a lot of good ideas. Because I don't think a drug company should be able to advertise on television. I don't think food companies ought to be able to put poisons in their food so they last longer on a shelf. I don't think we should have plastic leaching into everything we eat and drink. I don't think we should have fluoride in the water unless it's proven the reason they put it in there is beneficial to humanity, and they haven't ever done that. We just accept these things because they've always been done. So I felt compelled to do this. I don't think I'll do this very often because this is sort of going to be what I intended it to be, which is the test kitchen for my ideas. I have to have an outlet to get these things off my chest, and you can either choose to listen to it or not listen to it. But what it will do is it'll keep me from bringing this stuff up on Radio Labyrinth, and Radio Labyrinth can be the fun place where we make fun of everything, but we're also talking about television and movies and pop culture and the things that we all sort of enjoy, that when they're not infused with politics, everybody can grab onto and have fun with. And, you know, knowing that I work Monday through Friday on the Von Hessler Doctrine on WSB from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., where the majority of the time we're going to be talking about what's going on politically in the United States. That's what we do, where I do my, I think it's not that good, but I don't care. I do the best Trump I can do. I did the best Biden I could do. I got used to and had fun doing Biden. If he had won his reelection, I would have done Biden. So I have to continue to live in that world to know what's going on in politics, know what's going on in Washington, D.C., and pay attention to these things that I think the majority of Americans just don't want to hear about it anymore. That's where I am. So I'm sort of gassed now. So what am I going to do? I want to have fun. But, you know, I don't have my own show. If I had my own radio show, I think you would get something similar to what I just did off the top of my head, talking about the world as I see it and the things that are around me. Like I said, I still consider myself to be a liberal because there's so many things that I believe people have a right to. And I think that Donald Trump is probably still quite liberal himself. Now, he says things that he needs to say in order to get certain percentages of the Republican Party to go along with him and to vote for him, and it's worked twice. So, I don't know. I just say things because that's how I see things. I don't believe that there are Nazis. I don't believe this administration is full of Nazis. I think that's ridiculous. It's hyperbolic. It's bullshit. It's divisive. I happen to like Bernie Sanders at one point, although he is a hypocrite. He's a multimillionaire now. He owns a couple of houses. And that's okay, because this is America and you're allowed to do that. I don't hate that at all. I just hate the hypocrisy that Tulsi Gabbard quit the Democrat Party because they wouldn't allow Bernie Sanders a chance to run for president. I think both times that Bernie ran for president, had he gotten the nomination, he probably would have won. Certainly in 2016, because nobody, well, plenty of people did. But Hillary Clinton was not a good candidate. And an even worse candidate followed her in 2024. Didn't follow her, but came along in 2024. But Bernie wouldn't vote for Tulsi Gabbard. Now, you know, they all sit around and they figure out, well, it's okay, I don't have to vote for her because she has enough votes and I don't have to do it. But if they voted their conscience, I bet you he would have voted for her because he's not a big fan of intelligence agencies. Or is he? Well, check out how much money he got from USAID or USAID. You really have to look into all these things. But anyway, I won't be doing a lot of this. I do want to bring back this show. I had fun doing it before. I want to bring guests on, whether they're real or not. I want to do funny bits. I don't want to rip people off. The one thing I like to do that I don't want to do is do my own characters that I'm interviewing, because that'll be ripping off Phil Hendry. And even though I wouldn't do it anywhere near as good as he did it or does it, I have all this shit in my head. And getting all of it out of my head, doing what I'm doing right now, will help my mental health. And maybe you'll enjoy it. Maybe you won't. There's really no place where you can comment on Trambles. Maybe I like that. I don't know. You can always just talk to me directly on social media if you follow me at Tim Andrews here on X, at Timstagram here on Instagram. And I am on TikTok, but I don't have that memorized. Anyway, going to have fun. I want to do this again. I'm going to continue to do this again. It's time to bring it back. Get a little bit more committed. Instead of sitting around smoking cigarettes all the time. You know, I was listening to music on the way in. I just started, by the way, book 4 of the Dungeon Crawler Carl series. And I have to Google it because I just call it Dungeon Crawler. Carl by Matt Dinneman. And if you haven't listened to the interview that we did with Jeff Mays on Radio Labyrinth, go listen to it right now. That guy is so awesome. I'm going to the Dungeon Crawler Carl Wiki so I can figure out the name of the fourth book. What's the name of the fourth book? Come on now. The Inevitable Ruin, I believe, is the name of that book. The Inevitable Ruin is book 4. So I just started that. Come on now, Tim. Anyway, I feel like an idiot because I don't know it off the top of my head. Dungeon Crawler Carl Book 4 is called The Gate of the Feral Gods. Okay, so that's where I am. But anyway, I was listening to music because I needed a break. And my friend Sean and I created this list a long time ago. Oh, we got to get out of this place on Spotify. It's called We Got to Get Out of This Place. I think you can follow it if you want, but there's tons and tons of good music in there. And I'm always surprised when something pops up that I haven't heard before, and I heard Primus doing Amos Moses, that Jerry Reed song from 1970. I didn't know Primus covered it, but it was awesome. And I love that song. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodeau, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife, Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Ha ha! Make a cow, son. I love me some Jerry Reed. So now I can calm down a little bit. Can I? Yeah. I can calm down. So that's where I am when it comes to this kind of stuff. I just want to be happy. That's what I want. I want to be happy and talk about funny shit. Shit that I like. And shit that I don't like, and just if I need to puke up all the stuff in my head, this is a good place for it. It should be called What's Inside of Tim's Head, but it's too long. And Trambles was a cool name, so I'm going to keep doing Trambles. Let's see. I got to go get ready for work. Wow, I feel good. I feel like I just took a brain shit. You know what that's like when you either go into your room and scream into a pillow or go for a jog. Since I'm not going to go for a job and I'm not going to go scream in a pillow, this is a brain shit. Just getting all the shit out of your brain. A cleanse, if you will. A cleanse. But, yeah, I do. If you're listening to this and you want to come back, I'll continue to do it. Just let me know what you think. Either way, I'm going to continue to do it because I've just been postponing it and postponing it and postponing it. I might even have Gil on it one of these days. I have ideas, damn it. I have ideas, damn it. By the way, I interviewed Anthony Mackie, Captain America, the Falcon. And I see now that Captain America, Brave New World, is getting a 48% on Rotten Tomatoes. I thought that movie would do really well because the Marvel Universe has been full of garbage lately. And I think the where's the tomato meter here? Have they put it out yet? Because it doesn't open until Valentine's Day. Oh, Harrison Ford. I'm President Thaddeus Ross. I'm President Thaddeus Ross, and I'm a Red Hulk. I think it's pretty cool. I like Tim Blake Nelson. Do you remember Tim Blake Nelson played, who'd he play? He played, what's that guy's name? He was in that earlier Hulk movie. Remember that guy, the leader? In the old comic books, the leader had that big flat green head. He had that giant head with the flat top and the black hair. And then Todd McFarlane made his head look like a brain, just a big, ugly brain. I don't think that went anywhere. Giancarlo Esposito, Sidewinder, Anthony Mackie, Sam Wilson, nice enough guy. Just nothing at all makes me want to see this movie. And I did go to try to check out what they are saying on the tomato meter, but I do not see anything, so they must be suppressing it. Comes out on the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I play a Red Hulk. Yeah, yeah. And Captain America has bird wings, just like it always has been.
Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening, if you are listening, and I'm happy to be doing this again. Listen. Don't get mad at me if you don't like what I said prior to this politically. I'm just telling you that I think things are crazy and ridiculous and... Or feel free to get mad at me. I don't care.
I don't care. I'm a Red Hulk now. Chewy, I'm a Red Hulk. Allie McBeal, I'm a Red Hulk. I didn't kill my Hulk wife.
I don't care.
I
talk to you again when I do this again, which will hopefully be soon. All right. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.